Hi, I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
Hey guys, have you seen Dunstan Checks In?
Dunstan Checks In?
No, I said Dunstan
Checks. Oh, wait. That's not a Sandler movie. It's come back around.
It's April.
No.
We're on the boat to Skull Island.
Not anymore. Where are we going? On New York?
Where's he checking into, I guess?
New York, California, right?
This year,
no,
we're doing a something a little different for our April, as we usually do. We're doing some buddy movies, at least me and Justin.
Yeah.
Josh, we tasked you with bringing a monkey movie. You've got one loaded in the chamber.
I had two, actually.
You've got your quarters ready.
Yeah.
And for the fourth one, I think we're going to find Current. I think there's a monkey movie from this year in theaters.
Sure. That means it's horror, right?
What else would it be?
There aren't comedy monkey movies anymore.
Nope, not
this
in America.
This might be the reason why.
There aren't comedy movies in America anymore. Like,
no. I watched Joyride yesterday. That was pretty funny.
Oh, good. Okay. Few and far between is what I'm saying.
Certainly not about apes.
No longer.
No.
That might be a good thing. Justin? Josh? Justin's seen this. Josh and me have not. Yeah. Unless I've seen it on TV and totally forgot it. Which is
okay,
a possibility. What do you think this movie's about? Because here on the podcast, the people who haven't seen the movie give a brief breakdown of what they think it's going to be about.
I remember a little bit about this movie. From posters and trailers. I'm pretty sure this is about a monkey and a hotel. That's what he's checking to.
Good guess.
What I don't know is if, like, the family that checks Todd brings him, like, they have a pet monkey for some stupid reason.
Or, the 90s.
Or if he, like, works at the hotel.
Yeah.
And that's checking in. I'm going to go with the latter because that's more of a movie.
The monkey owns the hotel?
He has to have a reason to stay.
Or he's like a bellboy?
Yeah, he works at the hotel.
Okay.
He has to have a reason to stay at the hotel for more than 90 minutes.
Oh, okay. Mine's going to be the opposite. He's a guest at the hotel.
For 90 minutes?
No, probably for, like, a night or two.
What is this fucking, like, home?
This is an hourly hotel that a monkey's checking into. What kind of movie do you think this is?
This isn't one of Austin's French monkey movies.
My monkey boner comedies? I wish that was a list. You're going to, too, after seeing this.
I bet this isn't funny.
No.
Not
I
like
mean, it's
doesn't
meant
hold,
to be.
Not doesn't hold up funny, it just was never funny.
I have a theory that it's only funny for kids in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Was this a kid's? Was this just a comedy movie?
That's what we're
just
here to find
out.
Just
because it has an ape in it doesn't was necessarily for kids.
Now, right? Yours is 95.
Sure.
Or 96. Mine is 1 year before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is what? What did you
MVP, I believe?
Most.
No, that's not the one I chose.
Yeah.
We said that was
because that's
one I chose.
On the list.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, speaking of the list, I sent Justin a month ago a list of buddy monkey movies.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, pick one off of here. Mine's Monkey Trouble.
Monkey Trouble, eh?
Dude, don't like that name either. That sounds like a comedy.
From 95. Yours is from 94. Yours is from 96.
Correct. So all
returning star, if you've been paying attention to our Amazeballs sitcom list.
I try not to.
It was one of the best things we've ever done.
It was all right.
George from Seinfeld, tonight's movie.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
He's the monkey? is the monkey's real, right? It's got a real monkey.
Now I really hope George is playing the monkey.
I'm sorry, the last time April we had a document about a guy that superimposed an ape over himself.
He did.
Oh,
as
yeah.
a statement. So I don't know what to expect.
God, anymore. I blocked that out. Better Man.
Better Man.
That's a bad movie.
Weird premise of our movie.
Better weird and bad.
Better movie than some of the 8 movies we've done.
Ooh, like the animated King Kong.
Did we do that?
Every year.
Oh, they had the musical in the
beginning. And Ariel's in it, yes. And she's like diving off a waterfall, and I'm like, no, stop, Disney's gonna come for you. Oh, it's good to be back on the boat. It's all black and white and creaky.
Oh, I thought this movie was... Like, what the fuck?
No, us right now.
We're going, because we're on our way to Kong Island.
Right? I have a big map pulled out, and like the middle of it is marked with a big red X. It's like New York City, and there's a monkey checking into a hotel.
I booked the only hotel on Skull Island. It's got 2 stars.
Do you think it's a big monkey or a small monkey?
It's a small monkey. It's like a shoulder monkey.
A shoulder monkey?
Yeah, it's a small monkey.
Now, there's some movies from like 2015.
The Champ.
That were really popular, and I did not choose those. They might come up later.
If it was a big monkey hotel.
You don't think it's a big monkey, no. It's a small monkey.
Yeah.
This is the 90s, all bets were off.
It's not an orangutan.
We're not gonna see like a full-on gorilla.
No. That would be okay.
That would add a couple of stars.
I would actually be excited for a large human.
Oh my god, I can imagine the trailer. It's like, hotel keep movie. It down in there! And then like, ba-boom, an ape fist comes through the wall. Sorry, my bad.
No, it's gonna be a small. There's gonna be a scene where like he's in a bed and gets mistaken for one of the kids.
Yeah.
Or something.
How 90s is this? Like locked into the 90s, like the lingo and like, is this gonna feel like a time capsule or is this gonna?
No, the set is too normal.
Okay.
It's too timeless. Right, it's just a hotel.
Too timeless.
I don't think
that's
the hotel...
what Hollywood always says with an idea.
Hotels are timeless.
Throw this script away. It's too timeless. It'll never go out of fashion. I hate it.
Are hotels timeless or did they get replaced by Airbnbs?
I think they get updated every 10, 15 years.
I think this hotel is in New York City, not an exotic location that would make for an interesting
New York City's not an exotic location?
Not compared to places we've been on the Sandler list.
King Kong's gone to New York City.
Yeah. That's true. Maybe it's California. So
ooh,
we can get some beaches.
California.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's that resort from, what was that movie, 80,000 Monkeys with Sharp Teeth? You chose it?
Kilimanjaro?
In the Shadows of Kilimanjaro? Yeah, that was a little place people stayed before the monkeys ripped through like Tremors.
That's true.
Dunstan checks in, but he doesn't check out. All right, I'm pretty excited to get
one,
to April
one monkey?
This year. One monkey?
One monkey.
Is all we're going to see.
One monkey.
Is he going to be flipping through the Nature Channel and come across some monkeys fucking?
That doesn't count, yeah.
But I mean, that's a scene, right?
What's this rated? PG-13.
I'm going to say G.
Or D? Is it a kid's movie?
Both of our movies are PG. We got to make it up in the last movie. We got to find some monkey blood and horny monkeys. Josh, could you type in horny monkey movies?
No.
Could you do a classic fap check for us? Horny monkey movies with blood. Let's just really ruin your search history for a while. Yeah, I think he's going to be checking in and staying at the hotel. You think he's going to be working there.
I think he's going to be working
there. How does that happen? How does that come about?
That's a fair question. I think that...
Monkeys need to work too.
I think that the monkey.
No, they don't.
I think the monkey, like.
It's part of being a monkey.
Stumbles in the hotel, like, escapes from the circus or falls off a truck or something.
Okay.
And he just starts working at the hotel.
And they're like, oh, you're so good at this. You can lift those things.
Like, maybe they don't notice him at first. Maybe he's doing work and people are like, wow, you're good, scrappy bellboy. And then the bellboy realizes. Well, the bellboy's in hotels.
Because monkeys are falling off circus trains and becoming bellboys. I think you're thinking like a 1920s movie, right?
No, I think what he's saying is the monkey is like a secret employee that someone else is taking the credit
for.
Yeah,
like one of the bellhops realizes there's a monkey. Yeah, he has a human friend, but that's the person he knows about.
Oh, I bet he does have a human friend since we did monkey buddy movies.
Yeah, sure. Buddy could be a second monkey.
Two monkeys now. We're exponentially...
There might be a female monkey at the end to set up for a sequel that never happens.
Yeah.
Because this movie doesn't have a sequel,
will the
right?
female monkey have lipstick and, like, a dress and
yes,
be coated,
absolutely.
Like,
yes.
hot?
Yes,
like,
absolutely. Bow in her hair.
Yeah. Will she be an attractive monkey?
She will be intended to be an attractive monkey for him the monkey, not for the audience.
Are you sure? Because a normal monkey would be attractive for him, but the fact that they put lipstick and, like, a dress on her is
right,
for the audience.
Right, but a viewer wouldn't know that they're a female monkey unless they're dressed up in lipstick
exactly.
and dresses.
Exactly. It's for the audience.
90s audience, though. I don't.
Okay, not for us. It's not meant to turn us
not
on.
For
it
us,
was meant
no.
to turn them on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't turn on modern audiences.
You need to, oh, okay. What, we're too desensitized. What would turn on modern audiences?
We're too desensitized from all the monkey porn.
That was the first year of YouTube. Mm-hmm. It was just monkey videos before it turned into cat videos. Let's go back to the glorious year of 1996 when Dunstan decided to check in. Here on Have You Seen? Go April. Your body, because everybody's in the funky blowout. You know where set sail from, just around the corner from the Portobello Road. Downtown W10 in my place, baby, baby, do what you done told. I got bottles of beer and a deck or two. All my friends are now coming in. Lucy and Jules looking good, girls. So all aboard, let the party begin. I'm on a mic, I make you dance, I make you funk, I make you sweat from an hour till the break of dawn. Get up the ball, let's have a ball. From now till the morning comes, and I said, have fun, go man. Do what I say, have fun, go man. Do what I do, have fun, go man. Oh, come on, have fun, living in the city, have fun, go man. Do what I say, have fun, go man. Do what I do, have fun, go man. So come on, have fun, living in the city. Come along, come along, everybody, everybody in the place to be. And we're back, having just watched Dunstan Checks In from 1996.
He certainly did check in.
Did he?
He got snuck in.
He got checked in.
He's sneaking. He's a stowaway. This is a movie. Josh, you want to give us a quick rundown?
Yes, it's certainly a movie.
this does count as a movie.
It is a movie. Over 45 minutes.
Yeah.
A monkey gets snuck hotel as an accomplice to a jewel thief.
Yes.
To help him steal jewels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And during jewel stealing, he decides that his accomplice is an asshole and decides
the monkey
to,
or the...
The human.
Oh, okay, okay.
Train
yeah.
the monkey.
Yeah.
Decides to fuck off and stop hanging out with his jewel thief friend.
But...
And kind of just runs around the hotel.
This hotel is run by Jason Alexander.
Yes.
We have two ties in to our Amazeballs list. Because it was also directed by someone who did a lot of Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
And you can tell the interaction between the brothers, because that's the other side of it. Jason
I was kind of expecting one of them to turn to the
Jason
camera.
Jason Alexander is a single dad.
He just turns to the camera and Josh is like, does anybody else see this? It freaked you out so much when that happened in Malcolm in the Middle.
It did.
Yeah, Jason Alexander's the dad of two kids.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened to the mom. She did.
She died.
Or did they spend the like school year with her?
No, she's dead.
Nah, she's definitely dead. That scene where he's like, you still tell your mom goodnight?
It's been 2 months. You go back and see her in a month. Yeah. This is 1996, New York City. Loosely New York. If there wasn't, like, paintings up, like, real, real bad paintings of, like, the Twin Towers and them saying we gotta go to the plaza, this could be any city because we get one exterior shot of this hotel and it's a matte painting, which is real weird for a kids' comedy movie from the 90s.
Not the weirdest thing in this kids' comedy movie.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, just, there's enough beautiful architecture in New York City. Just be like, that's our hotel. We never see the exterior that's of a real hotel.
Nope.
It gives me the feeling we're in Gotham. Because every time we're outdoors, it's like this huge, extensive purple and blue matte painting. And I'm like, is this what's happening? And the Batman's chasing the Joker below him on the street. And like, Poison Ivy's checking in. Because some of the people in this movie are Batman-esque.
Sure.
In their fashion, in their attitude.
We got Otto.
From Beetlejuice, a Tim Burton movie, which every time I hear this, Josh, it blows me out of the water. We still haven't done Beetlejuice, and you haven't seen it.
Right. We also haven't done Nightmare Before Christmas.
Which yeah. his name was Glenn Shadix, the
Glenn
actor.
Shadix?
Glenn Shadix.
Sam the Orangutan was also in Planet of the Apes.
Wait, which?
2001.
Oh. Do you remember that one?
I don't.
That's the Tim Burton one. Oh. Speaking of Tim Burton, okay. That's the Mark Wahlberg one where it's like modern day kind of, and it's the people in pretty good costumes. And at the end, he crashes on Earth, and there's the Lincoln in the chair, but it's a big monkey.
Mm-hmm.
He's also in the 94 Flintstones movie.
Have you seen that?
That's such a good one.
Those are the only movies he's in.
Flintstones is a great movie.
Okay, so we've done most of his filmography at this point.
One third, yeah, two thirds of it.
Maybe next year we should just round it out and do
Flintstones.
Like out of nowhere, the Flintstones, because Sam's in it.
Sure.
Sam is the monkey star, Dunstan. He unfortunately is forced to live in a really cute little box. It's like in your room.
In your room.
And I'm like, oh, that's cute. Oh, I don't want him to be forced to live in there. This would not pass for PG these days.
No.
When Sammy became too strong and dangerous to work, he was retired.
That's what you have to do with orangutans and chimps. They're fine to work with when they're like children and juveniles, but once like they start hitting adulthood, they just get
aggressive.
Well, powerful, too. Yeah. Yeah. And so maybe... I like to hear that he went to the wild, or was retired. So that's good.
He became a breeding monkey and had a kid. Who I'm going to check if they were...
Just
movies.
Like the end of
just like
movie! Josh!
Oh, wow.
Art, life imitates art! So, Dunstan's owner is...
Lord Spaulding.
Played by...
Lord Rutledge.
Sorry.
Played by Rupert Everett.
Rupert Everett, who's made to look like Nigel Thornberry in this.
Yeah.
Do you know
he
who that is?
He talks like him, too.
Yes.
This actor?
Yeah. Oh, no, the actor, no.
Oh, no, okay. Nigel. I was like, oh, no. You know who Nigel Thornberry is,
not
though.
The actor, no.
These were fake teeth. These were, like, costumey, cartoony. Sure. He's kind of doing like a mouse trap kind of thing. Have you seen that?
The movie?
The movie Mouse Trap?
Is it based on the board game?
Have you seen it?
Yeah, no. I've seen Mouse Trap.
It's a classic. Mm-hmm. It is fantastic. Okay.
Okay.
It's kind of given Justin, right?
A little bit.
His performance, it's like over the top, British, working with animals. He has a cane that he uses to control Dunstan, and I can't figure this out.
Yeah, the first time he uses it, it seems like he pulled it out and it was like a whip.
A sword or something.
Or
I thought a taser maybe, because it's a kid's movie.
And then the other time he like twists it and then like a little like grabber thing.
Prongs come out? And I'm like, does he rip this monkey's heart out? Kali Ma and this monkey?
He killed the brother monkey, right?
Samson.
Samson?
Is Dunstan's older
brother. We all know
brother.
What happened to Samson.
I don't want to know the specifics, but even he's like, you remember when your brother didn't work for me, right? And Samson was like twice the size of Dunstan, too.
Yeah.
That was a big monkey.
Yeah.
I want to see the prequel.
Samson and Dunstan.
Where he's doing heists with this giant fucking ape.
Yeah.
Because then
how many successful heists do you think this guy's done with his, with his monkey?
What do you think,
duo?
Josh?
Seems like a lot. He's like going to
He's
hotel.
Like a professional jewel thief.
Yeah, I think they've done a lot.
It's a five-star hotel.
With monkeys. He is a Batman villain.
He is.
Yeah.
He's got, yes, he has a monkey crew that steals jewels. That's what I'm saying. This movie takes place in Gotham. What he does is disguise himself as the bellman and go into the room to, like, quote-unquote clean it. And
where
how
he
does
could,
he mark it?
Where he could just
steal everything. Yeah.
He could, because no one knew he was in there.
He, like, puts a ribbon outside the window so
it opens it. Yeah.
But you know why? We figured this out.
Prince.
And.
That's the only thing I can
do. No. Prince and alibi.
Yeah, because he was, like, a known. He was, like, making himself known whenever Dunstan
he was
hanging.
Sure.
Yes.
He had to be other places.
During the time of the crime, he had to be other places with people seeing him.
He could have brought another actual person and not a monkey.
That would be so cruel to keep a person in a box.
It's cruel for the monkey, too.
Yeah. It's crueler for a person. Yeah. I like when this kid first finds the box that Dunstan is in, and he like taps it, and it taps back, and the guy comes up and like smacks it with a cane. It's a magic trick.
He says, "Oops, it slipped out of my hand," as he like almost hit this kid with the cane. And then this
the line
where he's like, I heard something in there. He's like, "It must have been one of my jackets. I've heard they can be quite loud."
Some surprisingly excellent. Good lines in this movie.
Excellent line. The kid's like, haha, I get it. No, you don't. But then he does a magic trick, pulls a big gold dollar from behind the kid's ear, and is like, give me my dollar back. Like, you do a magic trick with a kid and pull a quarter from behind their ear, and then you're like, give me that back. I have to do these all night with kids. You think I have 50 quarters in my pockets? The parents who should be nearby are like, wait.
I thought he was going to be an evil magician.
He kind of is. He makes things disappear.
Yeah.
He has monkey assistants.
We gotta wait for the Now You See Me movies for evil magicians.
Ooh, yeah. I thought those were all good magicians.
Who do you think they fight against, Austin?
I don't know, man. The government? We're gonna break into Area 51.
We gotta do this heist, but all we have are these magicians.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna break into Fort Knox and make this gold disappear. Who can I use? The magicians.
The four horsemen, or whatever the hell they're called.
Oh, spoilers! Don't. Those movies look terrible, by the way.
I don't remember.
This movie shot surprisingly well.
Yeah.
Dunstan climbs on the outside of the building, goes and just completely ransacks this room. Like, is pulling drawers out, is flipping things, and his master calls him. That's what I'm going to call him. He's an evil master. And he calls him on the phone and is like, it's Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy wants you to steal things that aren't just baubles. He wants treasures.
I like how he steals a stick of gum, and that's the first thing he hands to him.
Just to fuck with him?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'll kill you just like I killed your brother! I'll skin you! I'll make pajamas out of you, monkey!
This and movie Dunstan's has a like, lot okay. of bad guys.
A lot of real bad guys, too.
Faye Dunaway is the evil boss.
Of George Costanza. Mm-hmm. He's the manager of a 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
We're not fucking around with your 2-star Kong Island shit here, Justin. We get so many hotel montages in this movie.
There's a lot.
And it's like pillow mints and like breakfast delivered fresh to your door and shoes shined. This whole opening sequence.
Measuring the spacing between the forks and the plates.
I was like, Josh, what if all these are monkeys that do all the work at the hotel during the night?
Because we had a big hotel montage at the beginning, yeah.
I do like how the movie starts. Monkeys. The credits.
The title card, or?
It's like a close-up of a...
With the bell?
The bell, and they try and ring it, and it doesn't ring.
Yeah, so he fixes it.
Flips it over, and he tightens it with a small screwdriver, flips it over, and it dings, and then you get the title card.
Sure.
And it's like, God, somebody with some, like, class and taste directed this, at least. Which sucks, because it's Dunstan Checks In.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad. Like, I know how you feel now. I'm kind of mad that I like this movie so much.
I mean, don't put words in my mouth for this movie.
No, for me.
Oh, yeah.
I know how you like a movie.
I shouldn't have liked this movie.
Right.
This isn't 12 Angry Men. This isn't Raise the Bar.
Is this your Twilight?
This didn't go so far as to be my Twilight, but honestly, I didn't expect to like any of these buddy monkey movies.
No. And this is better than I thought it was going to be.
This was better than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, by leaps and bounds.
But well, I started very low, so...
Me too!
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go up as high as you two, I don't think.
Maybe not.
We'll get there.
Didn't climb to the top of the tree.
They didn't climb to the top of the belt.
They didn't reach in and grab a blonde lady.
No.
There's a lot of King Konging.
Dunstan was watching Planet of the Apes.
And you recognized it!
Yeah.
the scene where he kisses the girl monkey.
And Dunstan claps. Dunstan's all like this clapping. Was set up
to watch Dunstan Jackson.
All of the whole April, the whole podcast was so you would understand 1996's Dunstan checks in. We've done it. We've made you like movies. Wow. And then we threw this at you.
So we said that he has that Jason Alexander has two kids. The other kid doesn't really do anything besides be horny.
I really wish this buddy movie was the two brothers.
This could have been a monkey boner movie. It was a boner movie.
Yeah.
Like a PG one already.
And he was like 12, hitting on like fully grown women.
Could have been 14.
I feel like he was like a teenager, yeah.
I feel at least a teen.
Yeah.
And they were probably teens too, but there's a vast difference between a 19-year-old and a 13-year-old. Yeah. So, yeah, this is a 5-star hotel. People come here from all over the world, which means, as a kids' movie, we're going to get a lot of interesting characters coming in. Immediately, we get Otto from Beetlejuice, which we'll get to.
Okay.
And a singing opera woman from Germany. And I'm just like, yes, it's one of those movies.
I think his name was like Lionel Bluth or something.
His thing is he has a dog named Mitch. He has a
dog named Neil.
Neil, sorry. Because he loves astronauts.
Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon.
And this introduces our rapscallion, rambunctious kids. Are they, though?
By the way, secret best job ever.
Yeah.
Just going to 5-star rating hotels.
Luxury rating hotels. Yeah. How luxurious is this? Yeah. I imagine all the paperwork it entails is like a questionnaire with like multiple choice checks on it. And he earns $5 million a year. So,
like they do this prank at the beginning with the water.
I think this
But like Dunstan comes in pretty quick after. That's like, are they really that rapscallions?
I think this is meant to set up that they're always doing pranks.
Yeah.
In their spare time.
But they don't do pranks after this, because the monkey shows up too quickly.
He interrupts everyday life, just like if a monenkey showed up at your house. Like,
but it's hard to do pranks with a monkey around.
That's what I mean,
or
though.
Is it easier?
They don't run around with the monkey, do pranks. The monkey just keeps constantly getting out from under them.
You could say crime is the evolved version of pranks. And the guy who brings him in, Rutledge, is a pretty successful criminal.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish we'd gotten, like, this movie was almost cartoony enough that I wanted his backstory. Of, like, how he was, like, raised in a jungle where, like, monkeys killed his parents and, like, that's what, like, raises monkey thieves.
He's an evil Tarzan, villain.
I wanted some goofy-ass backstory.
Can you write that comic? Yes. Like a spin-off of this movie?
The prequel comic.
There have to be no one who cares about the rights of Dunstan checks in.
Yeah, you'll probably get it for $5.
You could write Samson checks in, and it can be like the slash fic of this.
That's the sequel movie. It's a different monkey.
Yeah.
It's Home Alone.
Well, it's older brother. It's the prequel.
It's his brother monkey.
It's the tragic downfall of how he disappointed Rutledge so much that he murdered him and turned him into a rug.
Right. Oh, that would have been great if
he ate him.
Like, if he killed Samson and, like, turned him into, like, a hat thing and he just pointed at the hat.
A vest and he's, like, wearing it.
I think that'd be too much for a kid's movie, though.
There's too much for a kid's movie.
We have breached that.
We got weapons. We got
guns. We got horniness everywhere. We have sex out the wazoo.
We got cursing.
That one scene where the monkey's giving that lady a massage was a lot.
Yeah. You had to put a monkey pillow on your lap for a couple of minutes. If you don't realize that, you know, have you seen those AI couches that are big gorillas?
Sure.
No.
Okay, we ordered one and we were watching the movie on it tonight, just for visuals for the audience. It's going to embrace us the rest of the podcast. Don't give AI any credit. Don't look it up.
No.
Look up AI couch. It won't make one. It'll show what's already made.
Sure.
We were joking as this movie started how dangerous it is to film with monkeys.
Especially around kids.
Oh my god, there's so many scenes where we're just like, danger! Yeah. Danger!
They do, the scenes of like the kid and the monkey hugging each other, monkey patting his head.
Kisses him.
Yeah.
That was the first introduction.
Yeah. Any of these scenes, the kid could have gotten his head ripped off.
We have to watch...
This is the kid from Santa Claus, right?
Yeah, this is the son, I think, from The Santa Claus. The one where Tim Allen... You've seen that. We watched it on the podcast for Justin, right?
Just the first one.
Yeah, yeah, that's all you...
We haven't done 2 and 3 yet.
We haven't?
No.
I thought we did 2
and maybe we 3. Did 2. Did we do 2?
I thought we did all the way to 3.
We haven't done 3. I'm pretty... We have not
done... Right, we have not done the one with Jack Frost yet.
Are you sure?
Spoilers. we haven't done
Jack Frost yet. Now he has something to look forward to. What's wrong with you?
Ooh, do you want to do Jack Frost the horror movie or Jack Frost the Snow Dad movie?
Let's do both. No, I don't want to do that horror one. Never mind. I just realized what happens and I'd seen it. I don't want to do it again. No, it was bad. There's certain things I don't want to see a snowman do again.
Yes, he is in Santa Claus.
Have you seen either of those?
No.
Jack Frost with Batman?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton?
Yep. He dies and goes into the body of a snowman and comes back to, like, sing the blues for his son.
Yep.
they go snowboarding. Josh is just like, I've seen movies and that doesn't sound like a real movie. You can't fool me.
Oh, the kid's also in Batman and Robin.
Oh, is he?
As young Bruce Wayne.
Oh, okay. Ew, that's a bad movie, though, as far as I remember. You know, I haven't...
Is that the one where they had the bat nipples?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Batman Forever or Batman Return, or whatever he just said, Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
Since the theaters.
Sure.
And so I'm kind of due for a rewatch. Like, on 4K is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I probably...
Batarang always comes back to the podcast.
Oh, damn. I don't like Batman, but I kind of like Batman, is what I'm saying.
Every time I bring a Batman movie, we have this, like, love-hate relationship.
I know, and we get...
I love Batman, but also Batman sucks.
Fuck Batman. Yeah, I love Batman, but fuck Batman. Our feelings on Batman are... Maybe we can change him.
I can change him. You sound like a Batman villain.
I really like that new one with the...
I haven't seen it yet. I need to.
Really?
I know.
It's really good.
The Batman?
That's the Batman. Who's the Batman in it?
It's Robert Pattinson.
It's Twilight. It's Edward from Twilight.
Oh, okay.
He's
once
Batman.
He broke away from Twilight,
he's
doing
Batman.
Amazing. Yeah, he's a bat now instead of a vampire.
I
can you believe
amazing
it?
In Twilight, to be fair.
But I'm saying like a legit actor.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't just get...
Become the pretty boy.
Once we do The Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse is really
good. I've heard Lighthouse is good.
It's so good, yeah. I want to do a black and white list of modern movies.
Mm-hmm.
The Lighthouse, Macbeth, and I'll find a third
one.
But like modern black and white movies, because they're spectacular.
You could do, what was the one where it starts off black and white, but then they like find
the
color?
Wizard of Oz?
That's not it, but yes. You know what movie I'm talking about.
Pleasantville?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
First real guess, and I get it. Okay. I was thinking The Similars.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that?
No.
It's a Mexican horror movie, and it's like top 10 horror movies. It's so good. But yeah, we'll do that. We'll do like a modern black and white. Dunstan... breaks away from his boss and is like, now I'm gonna terrorize these
tells
kids.
Tells him to kiss his ass.
Yeah, he slaps his hairy ass.
Slaps a lot of ass in this movie.
A lot of ass slapping. A lot of kissing, a lot of sucking, a lot of slapping. These kids, they're up to some rambunctious activities.
They do one prank.
Well, no, now they're not doing pranks, they're doing rambunctious activities. Because they're lowering them through the vents to look for evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Still rambunctious.
Sure.
This is... precocious.
It is.
Yeah. It is. A lot of people almost die in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Down laundry chutes.
There.
A lot of falling.
The laundry chute thing was funny to me, just because I'm like, they'd still be like really hurt
if they fell
that far.
Yeah.
It was like that, 13 stories or some shit.
That laundry basket would not have broken his fall.
Let's just say 50. 53 stories.
It was,
why not?
It was.
Yeah. You hit terminal velocity, even if a monkey's holding on to you.
Yeah,
that's what I'd be worried about. I'd rather fall by myself under sheets
than
have a monkey holding me.
Yeah, because they're just going to squeeze you too tight.
They're so strong. And we hit, and he's going to hit on top of me, and I'm just going to, like, toothpaste.
Splat.
Yeah, splat.
We get monkey blood.
We get monkey blood. And Dunstan checks in. And even though I know it was fake, I was like, kid, stay away from this monkey. He's injured.
Yeah, how much of the injury is.
Yeah, that scene.
I'm going to poke this glass out. Just hold him. Just sing.
Ooh, yeah.
Do sing what dad him. Does for us.
Sing happy birthday.
Every time dad pulls glass out of us, he sings happy birthday. And then for some reason on my birthday when I'm over my cake, I'm like, I don't like this song so much.
Do you think they get a big, like, 7-tier cake for the day because it's a hotel?
No, the dad doesn't care about them.
No.
This is the
he's
third.
He's a good dad, though.
Or, well, kind of. He's a middle dad.
Yeah.
Because he's real rich.
He's got a lot on his plate.
He has a lot of heart. And he teaches him good lessons, but also he's canceled the family vacation 3 times.
Yeah, he's a workaholic. Yes. But I will give him points for, like, admitting he was wrong and apologizing to his son. Because you don't get that a lot from movie dads.
That's why it's a fantasy. Oh, movie dads. I thought you meant real dads. Yeah.
You don't get that a lot from movie dads.
No, not even movie dads. He kind of stands up for himself, but we'll get to that. We think he's going to find out pretty early about this monkey. Because it sneaks... The vet situation is this
hotel.
He should have realized that he was cuddling a furry creature.
First of all, he thinks it's his son. And he holds him and it's like a fur jacket. And he's like, did you brush your teeth? Wakes up with him in the morning and we're like, okay, now he has to find out. It was good tension building.
Yeah.
Because the monkey gets up before he wakes up. And then the kid is sleeping on the couch, and he's like, hey, I put a bunch of fruits and a camera in the bathroom to see if I could catch a monkey.
And the dad's like, too smart, though.
The dad's like, we have to hire a teacher for you. I've waited too long to put you in school.
We need to do some kind of homeschooling, at least.
There has to be something. You can't just grow up on TV like you have been. It's not working. They have a computer.
That the kid uses to play poker all the time, the older
You think
brother.
He's playing real poker?
I don't know.
I don't either. I couldn't tell
if it was...
I'm kind of worried. Like, is this where the dad's savings are going and he doesn't even know? Like, is he playing early online digital poker?
Yeah, with his dad's money and his dad doesn't even know. He's like, oh, you're playing poker again, huh?
He thinks it's just a CD-ROM game from 1995? Yeah, I'm worried for this kid. Like, because then he spends the rest of his day watching the security cameras.
Yeah.
For, like, horny reasons.
classic voyeurism.
Yeah.
Those
were the days.
Yeah, this movie wouldn't be made today.
God, no. There was so much going on in it. There's, like, a super horny lady whose husband didn't come along with her on this trip, and she's trying to fuck everyone.
Yeah.
Including
the monkey.
She didn't think it was the monkey.
She didn't know. She didn't care. Because she's getting a massage, and she comes on to the masseuse, and he's like, I have to go get some lube. I mean, massage oil.
He says, I'm going to go get the special lotion.
Yeah. And comes, like, leaves, and
after
it's this
she's
shot.
Like, my husband's not with me.
And I know you did that visually, but you might have to describe it for the audio audience.
Well, she just, like, grabs his hand.
Well, no, he's rubbing her back, and she, like, touches him sensually.
Yeah.
He leaves as the monkey enters. Well, this has got to be a better way to put that. The monkey mounts her.
Yeah.
And it's like slapping her ass.
Phrasing.
And she's
no,
just
wait,
like.
It's just what happened.
Hey, man.
He's like surfboarding on her.
This is a PG movie. And she's just like, oh, my masseuse. Give me more. More give
like,
me
would
more.
Kids think that's funny?
Somebody was slapping their
somebody
knee.
Was.
The single dad in the audience.
There were a lot of scenes where I was like, will kids understand this or think it's
no.
Fun? There's a lot of hotel montages and a lot. It's with the dad, like, just talking to hotel guests.
So, something I've realized recently is when I was growing up, I watched a lot of kids' movies and I watched a lot of non-kids' movies.
Okay.
And I remember my parents always appreciating kids' movies that also had jokes for adults.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Like, that went over kids' heads. This movie seems to think that only means horny jokes.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It means smart jokes that kids won't understand.
Yeah.
Which, this has a couple of too,
yeah.
But this
like the
is...
the loud jacket line.
This is leaning on the horny stick pretty hard.
It's distracting how horny
how
this movie is.
This waving the horny stick around in your face, Justin.
Yeah.
It's like a 3D movie. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They hack into the computer several times, and we haven't done it yet, but we will. It's very Lawnmower Man. The way this hacking is, where they get a 3D representation of the hotel for no goddamn reason. That's not how hacking is. No, like, why not. Would it not just be a screen with black and green, like The Matrix? And
they sign him up as the Chinese guy to get into the room later.
They wheel him into the room. Yeah. And they get him, like, the Egyptian-themed room.
It's some suite. Some like extra super executive suite.
And they're breaking everything. And I was like, this takes me back to, like, 90s movies. When, oh, hold on a second on that, Josh. Because it gets deeper than that.
There's a lot of food in this movie, too. It's horny and food.
Horny and food-based. Like George Costanza, that one scene, or episode. They're breaking things, and this was like the 90s trope of we're having fun, and that means we're breaking expensive shit.
That's also very Malcolm in the Middle.
True. Yeah. Okay. They order a bunch of food. With we bananas. See the tab later.
Yeah.
It's not just food, and it's not just bananas.
It's like bananas prepared in weird ways.
It's like food prepared with weird bananas. Yeah, it's like chicken like soup with bananas.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Baked banana pie or something like
that. Yeah, why would you not just order him a bunch of bananas? He's a monkey. Are you bored of the bananas, monkey? Maybe you could use your hack computer and look up what else monkeys eat, because it's probably not just bananas. There are probably a lot of really sick monkeys because people thought, oh, they just eat bananas. And they need, like, a very complex diet because they're primates like us.
Imagine.
Yeah, like, fruits and nuts and berries and some sort of protein.
Insects, probably.
The nuts could do the protein. Yeah. But, yeah, insects, meat, I don't know. That's why I'm saying, please, look it up. If you have a monkey right now in your hotel...
Don't just feed them bananas.
No, not just... Or chicken soup with bananas.
Yeah.
I don't know if monkeys can eat all the herbs and spices in chicken soup. You do your research. If you're hiding a monkey in any situation, hotel or not right now, please do your research. You don't need whoever is hunting this monkey after you and a dead monkey on your hands.
Yeah.
Because that'll start to stink quick. And
also, as what happened in this movie, you just give yourself away.
Oh, yeah.
Because he that's how he finds him.
He hacks it. The hacks. Bad guy. Everybody's hacking because it's 1996. And, yeah.
He hacks in and finds...
Control F, bananas.
He finds someone who's ordering a bunch of bananas. And,
that's how we see the menu.
That's how he found Dunstan.
It didn't really matter, though. Did it? Because Dunstan...
He just immediately gets away.
Dunstan goes down to the ballroom or whatever.
Oh, we do have a random celebrity.
How many scenes where Dunstan's just running around and nobody notices a fucking monkey just running around in the middle of the room?
Josh, would you have noticed this celebrity?
I think I would have been... Like, I know I must... This person is.
But you couldn't have...
The face was pretty distinct.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I would have pinned him or not.
Pee Wee Herman himself.
Yeah.
Paul Reubens in this movie playing a exterminator? Animal control. I know what he calls himself. My God. When he has this trank gun, big air quotes.
Oh my God.
It shoots like a cannon.
It does.
He's like, this could put a man out for 18 hours and blow a basketball size hole through a monkey.
He's got a trank pistol, too.
He does. It looks like a real gun.
That was a line in the movie where it's like, well, what will it do to the monkey? I don't know. It'll probably kill it.
Oh, yeah. There's gun pointing at a child's head in this movie for a PG movie. Paul Reubens is on edge. He's just like, somebody open the door. It could have been the monkey.
It could have been the monkey.
That kid must have had a lot of trauma from this movie, having to act up a monkey and get guns put
and
in his
then
face.
Act with Tim Allen in the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
The Santa Claus was right before this, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, all three of those or whatever there are. Was there a TV? There was a TV show.
Yeah.
Of the Santa Claus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We live in a dark time.
Sure. Oh, Jesus.
You know, sometimes you find out there was a TV show that just went on for 6 seasons and you're like, I guess people have to work.
Yeah.
Nobody has to watch this, right? Like, Ted, you know the teddy bear from Seth MacFarlane?
There's a TV show.
2 seasons.
Wow,
I actually watched
too many.
The D&D episode today. Just the one episode.
I know.
It had Brendan Lee Mulligan.
How was it?
Bad.
Yeah.
Did they accurately represent D&D?
It was an alright representation of D&D.
But the episode?
But it was just not.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Yeah. No, Ted's, no. Ted's not I for liked me. The first movie when I saw it in theaters.
Sure.
I was a maybe lesser person at that time. I don't remember it that much, but I remember being like, oh, all right, that was funny. For was, the guy who made Family Guy.
The whole thing was they wanted weed, and Brendan Lee Mulligan was going to sell them weed.
It's fucking 2026.
What does that have to do with D&D?
But no, but it's a timepiece, like, set in the 90s.
Oh, it's a prequel to the movies?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
But
what, they had to play a game of D&D?
They had to play a game of D&D.
Okay, so Josh, I don't know if you know this, but back in the day, when you smoked weed or did any illicit drugs...
You're a nerd.
No, not at all. You had to go to your dealer's house.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, now you can just go to the store. It's like a...
Right, it's all legal now.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, it wasn't. So you had to go, and depending on who your dealer was, you might have Most to of sit the... on his couch and watch a movie with him before he sold like, weed to you.
Is it like a thing? Like, because they, like, don't have friends? Or, like...
It doesn't matter.
Just because?
It's just something you had to deal with.
There's a scene that does that in Pineapple Express.
Perfectly,
And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of what it's like.
There were moments where we had to go to people's houses and play board games with them before they'd sell us weed.
And then we were playing board games with a dude.
That was an extra strange.
I know what story.
That was not typical. I'm trying to give him the typical weed experience.
Yeah, like, that one.
I'm saying we can go into that, but it was not representative of all.
No.
I would assume it's like an out, right? So people don't see people going in and out of a house constantly.
Oh, no, no. You stay there You're for right. They don't have friends.
Oh, that's
That was the thing.
Oh, okay.
They wanted to hang out with somebody.
They wanted, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. That's sadder.
To be smart, it could be that way. But a lot of times it wasn't. It didn't feel that way.
Okay.
Because if it was that way, you would just meet in a mall parking lot.
And it would be over. It would be over in 2
sure,
minutes.
Sure.
And or they'd be like, "Hey, are you gonna be by? I'll leave it in my mailbox."
Anytime you have to go to their house, though, is a red flag.
Yeah. 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 We ran into some big red flags. I don't know. Maybe that's a Patreon story.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want to hear it, write into us on the show. Let us know. Justin and I had some sketchy times in Albuquerque in the, 2010s.
Yeah.
We also had a lot of fun times where people would just come up to you and be like, "Hey, do you have weed?"
Yeah.
In, like, really dangerous neighborhoods.
People would think I'm a drug dealer all the time.
You're like, "No, I have, like, one joint on me."
Even before I smoked weed.
Yeah.
People would come up to me and ask if I sold drugs.
Huh. It was a very Seth Rogen-y time in the world. And
that's probably it.
The beard and your fashion sense possibly was back then much more Seth Rogen. Your laugh. So, Dunstan almost drops these kids to their death, rides the chute to hell down with them to the laundry room. They're all buddy-buddy now. They're keeping him in the suite. The bad guy's after him, and while this is all going on, George Costanza, he's being pressured by his boss, Jason Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Faye Dunaway, she's like, "We need to go from a 5-star to a 6-star.
Yeah.
This gave me really Jiro Dreams of Sushi vibes.
Oh, yeah?
Where, like, nothing is ever good enough for them. Right?
Right, sure. Yeah. We're already at, the top of hotels.
You can't get better. But she's like,
well, and they think somebody's here to rate them too.
Well, because
they are
introducing
they are.
A new star
to the world's most elite hotel.
This is a very classic comedy movie trope. We have somebody here who's to rate us a secret shopper, but we don't know who it is. How soon did you guys get it?
It took me a bit.
It took me a little while, but I was just like, oh, it's obviously him.
Because they are introducing characters.
After the 50th time, he got egged in the face. It's like, oh, it's probably the guy keeps getting egged in the face.
Or his dog keeps getting thrown in the trash. Thrown off
I
the
thought
top
they were
going
to kill that dog.
That dog Ooh. Just tried to kill
I thought
itself.
That dog was going to die.
That dog smelled a monkey and jumped off the top of a new Gotham City skyscraper. I thought the monkey was going to grab the leash.
Yeah.
When that monkey dropped, or the leash dropped below the monkey, I was like, oh no, that dog's dead.
They're going to kill a dog for humor.
Whenever it showed it falling,
I didn't know.
The guy was just reading, and it's like, when bad things happen to good people.
That got me, like a kid watching this. I was like, the fucking dog's dead. He lands in the trash heap. He's okay, because this is a comic book universe.
Yeah.
Dunstan's kind of going around through the vents at this point. They're big...
fucking Metal Gear Solid.
Or I was thinking Die Hard. Yeah. Like,
Die Hard.
Come to New York.
He's doing a Die Hard.
Steal a couple of jewels, well, they said.
The kid was doing that early in the movie, too, so I thought that's where they were going to meet.
Yeah, in the vents.
In the vents, because the kid was in the vents at the beginning, whatever, they were trying to do their water fountain prank.
Right. So it all kind of culminates at this grand party that they're having to try and impress the person grading them.
Crystal ball.
They think it's the villain. Mm-hmm. And the whole time I was like, what if it was? What if he's both? Like, what if he rates hotels and that's like he said, it's so easy that he's like got super greed and is now a jewel thief as well. Like, that would be amazing.
With his trained monkeys.
Monkey. He killed one of them.
He did kill one of them.
And that monkey was like 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
How did he kill them?
His
little heart ripper. He doesn't use guns. The guns aren't allowed in New York in this movie.
Well, Paul Reubens had several.
Trank guns.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
They make it very clear they're trank guns.
Very clear.
Yeah.
I love the fight that Jason Alexander and
Rutledge.
Yeah, in the kitchen that
probably
they
the best scene
with
in the
giant ass whisk.
Oh my god, it's like 3 feet. It's like a Looney Tunes fight. They're using like ladles. They're throwing spaghetti at each other.
Eggs.
It reminded me of the old man fight in Up.
Yes.
At the end.
Yes.
Just
good point.
Two like bumbling people just like stumble in the kitchen.
So
fighting.
Much so that all the cooks are standing around watching and none are intervening. They're like, they're not gonna do any damage to each other. So good. There's a grand ball. Dunstan's there. He's going from table to table.
No,
under...
like Justin said, no one in this 100-person ball was seeing this monkey.
It's like American Psycho.
Running around. Like, under table. It's like past people. No
How
one.
Is it like American Psycho, Austin?
Thank you.
How is it?
It's the middle of the 90s. They're all yuppies. They're super self-absorbed.
None of them's looking down.
Not at all. No. Not even under their own skirts to see this monkey. Not a monkey. A full-grown ape almost at this point. We are in April with this. This is a bigger monkey than you thought, right? A
little bigger, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty big. Samson was...
Samson was even bigger.
Samson was like Mighty Joe Young quality size. We're not doing that, right?
We might have to at one point.
Oh.
We keep doing these Aprils.
I know. Talk about a monkey movie I don't want to watch again.
We'll do sentimental monkey movies.
Yeah. Sad monkeys movies.
I got a sad monkey movie.
Mournful monkey. You got,
I bet you, Josh, do you
have sad monkey movies?
I do.
Are they real documentaries too?
They are.
So we can feel like real bad, not just fake bad?
I didn't bring it this year. I left it aside for next year.
I'm saying it. Next year, sentimental, sad monkeys.
Sad monkeys.
We're going to feel. Yeah.
That'll be a nice change of pace.
Yeah. Mighty show you. Oh, wow.
That's a sad monkey.
That's Jenna Elfman, if I'm not mistaken, the lead actor.
Maybe.
I was just talking about Kippendorf's Tribe during this movie, and she's in that. For reasons. His master's there, Rutledge. He sees him at the ball. Pee Wee Herman's there. It's kind of like a culmination. Pee Wee Herman's wearing this weird frilly tuxedo.
Purple.
It reminds me of Dumb and Dumber.
A little bit, yeah.
Not as good, though. This was after Dumb and Dumber, I think. Maybe right around the time, 96.
Yeah.
Right around. It was after Tremors. Good point, Josh. Tremors, 1990.
I was really... When they were doing this dramatic pan up of the guy... Was like, oh man, is it Bert?
Because he pulls up in his exterminator truck. Yeah. He gets out and there's big boots and he's in like a yellow hazmat suit. I was like, I thought the same thing. I was like, is this Bert? Like, could have been. I'm glad it was Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah.
Good to see him in something.
We haven't done Pee-wee's Play or whatever.
Big Adventure.
Big Adventure.
Thank you.
One of my favorite Tim Burton movies.
I hear it's very good.
I saw it in theaters recently.
Ooh.
At Blix Brewhouse.
Was it like a 20th anniversary?
Mm-hmm. 20th.
30th. Older than that.
30th. You sweet summer child. You think Pee-wee's Big Adventure came out in 2006?
40.
Yeah, yeah.
Not good at math.
It's okay. Everybody here kind of finds out there's a monkey.
Yeah. Eventually, yeah.
Otho's like, monkey head!
Why are all you like looking at lap. Me like I'm crazy?
Of course he finds out first.
Right? And he keeps going on and on. How do they beat the bad guy, is I guess what I'm wondering.
He gets...
Jason Alexander beats him up.
In the kitchen, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Throws him on the table. Yeah.
And then the table collapses.
That's right. He kind of power bombs him, like in the wrestling.
Dunstan jumps the hotel into the cake.
Off the chandelier.
Come out of the cake. Yeah.
From the top ropes, we have Dunstan! Oh, yeah!
What a frog splash. Or a monkey splash.
Or flying nothing if it hadn't have hit. I guess this teaches her a lesson.
She fires Jason Alexander.
Yeah. He's like, but I have two kids to raise and millions of dollars I've saved up. What do I do?
He kind
of
quits.
Yeah. He's like, I know. But
then her husband rehires him.
Lionel reveals, Otho's character reveals himself to be the secret shopper the whole time.
Yep.
And he's like, congratulations. You just went from a 5-star hotel to a 1-star hotel.
Ha ha ha, you better move this by the airport, it's so bad, this hotel.
He also got trank darted.
He did.
And he falls on top of her.
Which is funny, because he's overweight, so yeah. She sinks into the cake more.
Yeah.
Very nice. She's trapped.
Yeah. It's kind of like the end of Black Sheep with Chris Farley.
Sure.
I hate that ending, because it's a big fat guy falls on a woman, and it looks like he's... doing something to her, and it's like, could we just not? She was fine with Dunstan. It was consensual. Jason Alexander. We get a wrap up. We get like, oh, everybody's happy. Jason Alexander gets transferred to the South Pacific. Yeah. Where monkeys are.
Because what's. He gets fired by.
Faye Dunaway.
Faye Dunaway, but her husband.
I don't know if it was her husband. This was a different woman.
I think it was
there the are husband. Two women who look identical because she was in the room.
It was the hotel lady.
Exactly.
Okay.
But that's her husband, though.
But I thought they both introduced themselves as Mr. and Mrs.
Well, either way, he's like, I want you to run one of my hotels, blah, blah, blah. And they get to go to the South Pacific, where and they're like, we're not going anywhere without our monkey. He's my son now. I've known him for 3 hours. And the kids are like, do we need a license to own a monkey, Dad?
Not in Bali, apparently.
Not in Bali.
Because he gets a family in Bali.
Yeah, Dunstan.
He's checking in.
Dunstan checked in.
Horny movie.
He checked in, put a deposit, and then that... checked out and was his baby.
Yeah.
Is that the sequel? Dunstan checks out. He like goes to live with a family.
What do you think he named his son? Do you think he named him Samson after his murdered older brother?
Probably, yeah.
Or after the boy that
rescued
him.
Yeah. This is my son Kyle.
The monkey. The monkey.
Yeah.
He drinks a lot of White Claws or what do you call them? White Monster energies and punches through walls. I was expecting a monkey fist through the suitcase.
Not big enough.
I like this movie more than I thought I would.
Can you guess that it didn't make money?
It didn't make any money.
No, it's got a terrible rating.
A terrible poster, too. Mm. 17 on Rotten Tomatoes. 17%,
and I think like 41% on critics.
Whatever. I say... if you're a parent and you're looking for something to watch with your kids, this is completely okay. Sure. Like, it doesn't...
it's a little too horny for me to actually show little kids.
But I'm thinking, like, it's so horny, they won't even get it. They'll just be like, this is weird adult weirdness. But for a PG...
PG!
I can't believe
it. We even get a shit.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Jason Alexander does.
Uh-huh. Josh, would you recommend Dunstan checks in?
No. I would not. I stand by comedies not being funny.
Okay.
And this is not an exception.
So you say you don't want comedies to be funny? They should
no,
be
I just don't
else.
Tend to find comedies funny, and I did not find this movie very funny. All the premise was better than I thought it was going to be.
Sure.
And the characters were pretty good, like the actors. Fine, but it was just a monkey running around a hotel not being funny for
the monkey
minutes.
Wasn't very the best part of this for me.
No.
I could have done without the monkey.
Sure.
The monkey was...
I could have just done with the two kids running around scamps and trying to stop the
bad. I could
have
done with one or the other of the kids.
Like
and
Home
then,
Alone.
Like the dude being a jewel heist without
a
training
monkey?
Monkeys.
Yeah, just
like just
Home
taking
Alone
him when he was dressed
heist.
As a bellhop like he should have. Yeah. That would have been fine.
I think it could have been better. Yeah, Home Alone with a jewel thief.
All right, so you got notes for this movie.
Didn't need monkey.
Didn't need monkey. Yeah, Dunstan could have
just
saved.
Call it checks in.
Checks in. I want to see your like YouTube edit of this,
where you just take the monkey out.
You
of
go into After Effects and
arachnophobia mode it.
Yeah. Can you look up what the fear of monkeys or apes is called?
Sure.
You said arachnophobia mode it.
I've got it.
But I want to know. What the fear of monkeys is, and put it on. Justin, would you recommend this?
For a kid's movie, I guess so. But, like, not on your own. Like, I wouldn't ever, like...
Not on your own, huh?
No.
You got a night to yourself, you got a tall, like, glass of whiskey, you got...
This is not a movie I would, like, see.
A roaring fire by you? You don't think Dunstan checks in is the proper way to go?
No.
You're not gonna better yourself culturally?
If you're... watching with kids, or if you're in a situation like we are where you're watching it with like a group of people that can like laugh at it and poke fun at it the whole time,
yeah,
then it's fun.
Loose recommend, me too. Like light recommend in those situations.
There aren't like a million other things you'd want to show like kids or like poke fun at than this. Like this a go-to?
No, not a go-to at all, but it was better than I expected.
Sure. Pithecophobia is the name of
it. Pithecophobia.
P-I-T-H-E-C-O-phobia.
All right, maybe that's what we all have this month.
I always have that. Can you guess the budget for this movie?
56 million?
Justin?
It's like one hotel location. How much do you have to pay a monkey? Or
40,
a kid?
40 million.
20 million.
Wow.
Guess how much it made.
It didn't make 20. Oh.
It made 9.9 million.
Ooh.
You saw this.
I did.
I did not.
It was the 0.9.
I did not see it on. It was the 0.9. I did not see this on TV or in theaters or rental. Back
I don't
in
remember
those
seeing
days.
This in theaters or anything. I think I just saw this on TV.
I don't remember it being aired that much, and that makes sense why. Next. Time, it's either Josh or Eyes. I'm pretty excited.
Monkey movie,
April. Check us out. We're doing our sitcom list on Amazeballs. And What About Wrestling is still there, where we do wrestling events. Justin and our only fan, Nick, and sometimes we do tie-in events and crossover events. We open the forbidden door, as you will, to our other podcasts. And check us out on Instagram under the Have You Seen Podcast, where we announce all our new episodes. Fap Check on Facebook. And we're on most of your podcast apps under Fap Check. Have You Seen Amazeballs and What About Wrestling? Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin. Hey guys, have you seen...